It's that time of week again. We get you caught up on everything social media. Well, while Houston is doing its share of recovery efforts following the hurricane, Texans players and their families wanted to get involved and wanted to help out. So let's take a look at some of our highlights from players out and about in the community this week. When the Texans-Cowboys preseason game was canceled, 55 Texans players and their families who were back in Houston visited flood evacuees at NRG Center next door. Kendall Lamb signs autographs for this cute little girl. He said, "Be the light in even some of the darkest times." Nick Martin and his fiance wanted to make some people smile, but check out this adorable moment they had with two little girls they met. Check out Jeff Allen and this little boy with their tough guy poses. He says, "Tough times don't last, tough people do." All right, at the Boys and Girls Club, some offensive linemen got to brush up on board game skills. Julian Davenport and Xavier Sufilo worked on their crossword and coloring skills on Sunday, while Brennan Scarlett was also there brushing up on his Connect Four with his new friend Sierra. Next, we had a few players visit our first responders and policemen around the city. Brian Cushing and his wife Megan, along with Vice Chairman and COO of the Texans, Cal McNair, and his wife, Hannah McNair, they wanted to thank USO officers stationed at Katy High School. They handed out these Texans gift bags to officers. Whitney Merciless visited a Houston Police Officers Union and had a chance to thank them personally. And Shane Leckler stopped by the Fort Bend County Sheriff's Command Post. They tweeted this picture and said, "Thanks for checking up on us." Phase one of J.J. Watt's Harvey Relief Fund took place on Sunday. 10 semi-trucks full of goods were delivered across 4 locations. DeAndre Hopkins posted this picture. He said, "This city is my role model, H-Tine." DJ Reader said, "Pay it forward for our city." He's moving boxes along with J.J. Watt and Alfred Blue right behind him. Ufumba Kamalu is dropping some wisdom while delivering supplies. He said, "If you think you're too small to make a difference, you haven't spent the night with a mosquito." Courtesy of an African proverb, but he's the good kind of mosquito, of course. And Greg Mann said, "These past 4 days, he's had the privilege of going out to multiple areas and working with some great people. It has truly shown me pride, passion, and the level of caring that Texans and everyone across the world can have for each other." We agree, Greg. And something else we love to see, this week's Prime Sport, Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
J.J. Watt started off wanting to raise $200,000 with the $100,000 that he donated. It's grown steadily over the course of the week. It's inching towards $20 million. By the time you see this, it may be way over that. But we love to see all the donations that poured in from across the country. JJ tweeted out this picture. 10 semi-trucks, 4 locations, countless incredible volunteers. Just the beginning. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be bringing you more likes and stuff throughout the season. Thanks for watching, and go Texans.